How deep are the tentacles of the Chinese Communist Party when it comes to educating children in this country? Well, it's pretty clear that they're pretty deep. Been there for a long time, you know, Confucius Institutes and so much more digging deep across college campuses, but then it goes back to high school and middle school and even younger. Alex Nestor is an investigative fellow at Parents Defending Education. Joining me now, Alex, nice to see you.
Hey, great to see you. Thanks so much for having me.
Look, what you do this all the time. You look into it. You find direct connections, quiet connections, connections we don't normally see, funding and influence and so forth. How bad is it?
It's very bad. It's very frightening. So to take a step back, Parents Defending Education released a report last summer called Little Red Classrooms. We found that over the course of about a decade, a little longer, 143 American school districts had fostered ties with the Chinese Ministry of Education or other CCP-affiliated entities. Since then, we've found schools using things like Tutor.com, which is owned by a company based in China, and just like TikTok may be subject to Chinese law that requires businesses to turn over user data at the behest of the Chinese Communist Party. And now, there are schools that are taking Xi Jinping up on his offer to he's inviting kids to China on all expense paid trips. And over the course of 5 years, his plan is to invite 50,000 American students on these trips. Right now, there is one school in Iowa who just took him up on this earlier this year. And look, this is all intentional. We know this is all intentional because he has said as much. This is a goal of the Chinese Communist Party to embed itself in the American K-12 and higher education system so as to influence the next generation of leaders, politicians, and businessmen to be more amenable to CCP political aims.
Now, in and of itself, taking a trip to China, probably not a bad idea. We see a foreign country, we learn different things. But the problem is, there's no balancing education. These kids are not taught about the Great Leap Forward in 1959 and cost 50 million Chinese individuals their lives, give or take, depending on who you believe. We don't learn about Mao's revolution or all of these things that happened. But the Great Leap Forward, where millions and millions died, starved to death in China. We don't get taught this in American schools anymore. We should. We absolutely should. The destruction of communism, whether it's China or Cuba or Venezuela or North Korea, should be explained clearly in black and white terms to school kids. We're not doing that, are we?
No, absolutely not. I mean, look, our kids are already not proficient in American history and American civics. Nonetheless, you know, we're exposing them to a, you know, CCP influenced, you know, washed clean version of Chinese history here. They're not going to be learning about the Tiananmen Square massacre, the ongoing genocide of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang, or the fact that China is enslaving Congolese children in cobalt mines in Africa. Obviously, cobalt, a very vital piece to making electric batteries for electric vehicles. And of course, no, kids aren't being taught this. And also, I think a big question that leaders at the local, state, and federal level should answer to is, what happens when our American students in China ask these questions? Because when you're in China and you Google the Tiananmen Square massacre, your computer goes blank. So what are kids being taught when they're on these trips? And also, what data, what security risks are there with going to China right now? They're sending spy balloons over here. They're collecting data on American military installations, on the American public at large. What are they collecting on these children when we send them to China? It's unclear, and leaders need to answer for that.
Well, that part's clear, and the teaching of our children is flawed. But a lot of people do go to China, and I'm certainly not defending the Chinese Communist Party or the Cultural Revolution or the Great Leap Forward or all the other things that they have been involved with and are involved with today, which includes data mining of you and me and everybody else in this country. Alex, it's no question about that. But how are you going to stop it? If a school gets an invitation and China says, hey, we'll foot the bill, we'll fly you over, we'll show you around our country, hard for a school to say no. My mother was a public school teacher. She would probably say yes to that. And she was by no means a progressive on any stretch of the imagination. So therein lies the challenge. It's an opportunity, and they would say a golden opportunity. Now, once they get there, you make valid points. Are they showing the real China? No. They're showing a very clean and updated and sanitized view of what the Chinese Communist Party is, which is a ruthless group of rulers, right?
That's right. Look, my mom's also a public school teacher. She has been for, you know, 3 decades. And of course, this is something that sounds great. It sounds great for students. It's something that school districts can publicize and say, hey, look at this great opportunity that, you know, we just had our kids on. But it's time that leaders, local, state, federal, wake up. When school districts receive this invitation, we can't play niceties anymore with China, with the CCP. We know what they're trying to do. And those leaders, those adults need to step up and protect our children from being used as pawns in a much broader plan, much broader strategy to unseat the United States as the world's first and foremost superpower. That is part. This is one part of that overall goal of China, of Xi, of the Chinese Communist Party. And I think if we expect our children to, in the face of a threat, have that sense of self-preservation. Adults who can read the news, who know what's going on in China, who know that China is right now trying to collect data on American military installations, on the American public. It steals our IP addresses. Not even to speak of the severe evil humanitarian abuses at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. These leaders need to realize that this is not okay. We can't play niceties anymore. And certainly our children should not be used as pawns, as diplomats in this, you know, full broader picture.
We have to step up. You're exactly right, Alex.
That's right. Absolutely.
Got to leave it right there. Alex Nestor, greatly appreciate you being here. And your passionate defense of America is, it's the right thing. Alex Nestor, investigative fellow, Parents Defending Education. And she's doing a fine job. Alex, thank you.
Thank you.